Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to
Dream to the Ivory.
I'm Simi, Clara,
Diane,
Crystal,
Sally,
Teresa,
Ricky,
Adam,
Michael.
Maybe God wants us to meet a few wrong people before meeting the right one, so that when we finally meet a person, we will know how to be grateful. Precious things are very few in this world. That is the reason there's just one you. Recently, a movie called Our Times is becoming a great hit in China. Many people cried after watching this film because the movie reminds them of their childhood. Years may wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. I'm Diane. No matter how old you are, keep listening to our radio today and we will bring back to your best memory.
This 世上少女大概分两种吧，受男生欢迎的漂亮女生和不漂亮的。
各位同学，不要再传情书给我们的明明好吗？
要不要做我女朋友？
帮我追陶明敏。
欧阳，你单身了吗？
好。
白痴。
男生到底觉得什么样的女生漂亮？
要去庙会啊。
没穿过高中制服，错过一次课，长大以后
还会后悔。
因为他，我才是现在的我。
I have to admit, I start to look forward to watching this film just after watching the preview. Actually, besides, there are lots of films about the romance of school. Do you want to be loved? Let me show you how to attract others by introducing some perfect films. Mean Girls is a 2004 American teen comedy film directed by Mark Waters and written by Tina Fey. The film is based in part on Rosalind Wiseman's nonfiction self-help book Queen Bees and Wannabes, which describes female high school social cliques and the demanding effects they have on girls. The film stars Lindsay Lohan and Tina Fey are in this film. SNL creator Lorne Michaels produced the film. Screenwriter and co-star of the film, Tina Fey, was long-term cast member and writer for SNL. Although set in North Shore, Illinois, the film was mostly shot in Toronto, Canada.
You fell head over heels for the first Mean Girls.
Kind of psychic.
Really? It's like I have ESPN or something.
Now, the Plastics.
Who are the Plastics?
13 Royalty.
Are back.
So embarrassing how much they love me.
Oh, I'm gonna vomit.
It's their world.
Stay down there and don't ever look at me again.
But now it's her turn.
Who's she? There's tons of vomit. All the guys think she's hot.
To get even.
This is war.
No, the Plastics are goddesses and Mandy can ruin you.
Hey, Abby. We call ourselves the Anti-Plastic.
Wow.
That's pretty hot.
Maybe we should go to a movie or something?
You don't know who he is.
He's my shop partner, and I've seen him without a shirt.
Hey.
Good enough for me.
Do not be dumb with me.
I don't have to stay dumb.
You officially earned detention for a week.
No. In solitary confinement.
The party's about to get extremely insanitary.
Wait, nobody's puking.
Bon appetit.
totally worth it.
All right, shake hands.
A little thing called First Love is a Thailand movie about a very simple story of first love. Xiao Shui is a very ordinary girl in grade 1 of junior high school. She's good at neither study nor sports. The most important, she's not very pretty to make people remember her. However, such a girl just lost her heart to a boy, the best student in the school. As a man of honor in the school, Alan is always a focal point in girls' eyes. He does well in studies, sports, and he is also very handsome. This drives all the girls in the school crazy. Xiao Shui knows that she can't compete with other girls. Her only dream is, when pass away, boy can give a glance at her. In order to achieve this aim, she did a lot of foolish things, and these little things make her a real famous student when she was in grade 3 of junior high school. Sweet and gentle, well worth loving, but in her heart, that dream never changed.
ในวันแต่งงานนะบาทหลวงปลาหมึกก็บอกให้ปลาหมึกทั้งสองจับมือกันพวกมันก็จับมือกันจับมือกันจับมือกันจับมือกันจับมือกันจับมือกัน
แล้วพี่ชนเคยจับมือใครแบบปลาหมึกหรือเปล่า
เคยครั้งหนึ่งเป็นเด็กหน้าตาเฟ้อฟ้าเฟ้อฟ้าคนหนึ่งกำลังจะตกจากเวทีพี่ก็เลยจับมือเขาไว
The Beautiful Person is a 2008 French drama television film directed by Christophe Ohn. After the death of her mother,Junie transfers to the school that her cousins attend. She catches attention of a lot of people, especially Otto and Numos, her Italian teachers. Marie sees a letter left in the seat and it spills throughout the student's body. This letter is a love letter that all the students think was written by Numos. Junie, upon reading the letter, becomes very upset, believing that Numos is in love with somebody else. But when Numos follows Junie, she decides to approach him.He takes her home where they set a date for 5 p.m. the day after next. Juma waits till 7, then calls Matthias. He comes down and tells him that she left yesterday and is not allowed to say where to forget about her. She also said she never wanted to see him again. Juna is seen on the ship departing for somewhere else.
Je m'appelle Otto en fait, je
fais ce film. Oui, je sais, tu l'as de ce matin.
Non, jamais. Je peux pas lui dire, je peux pas faire. Je t'aime, Jenny. Je t'aime même autant que je t'aime. C'est un moment que je te fais.
C'est la nouvelle, jolie gamine, hein. Faites pas le malin, je vous ai à l'œil.
Je suis fou d'amour, c'est du bout de mon cou. T'écoutes. Pourquoi tu me fais ça ?
At a touch of love, everyone becomes a poet. Let us fall in love, get back to our old memory, and sip in our beautiful voice. Gossip Girl here, the one and only source to the scandalous lies of the funniest parties worldwide. I bet you all are familiar with parties, with various food and beverages, and often with joyful music and dance. Oh, and there's always someone that you won't forget, usually a sweet hot girl or a handsome boy. A single dance party and mixer is often organized for people who are not married or who want to find a partner for friendship, dating, or sex. Usually, a mixer game is played to make it easy for people to meet each other. For example, each guest may be given a card with an inspiring quotation on it. The game is to find someone of the opposite sex who has the same quotation. Couples who have matching cards may be given a small prize. Isn't it fine enough? Watch out, guys. There's even more to know about parties. Well, in Chinese universities, there are a lot of single dance parties held for the single, which are known as the single dogs. The universities may arrange different activities to develop fellowship, so as to offer the single students a chance to meet new friends and help them to find true love. Moreover, this kind of parties are growing more and more popular, especially on festivals. As Christmas is on the corner, aren't you willing to join a single dance party? Don't ever hesitate to join them.
Flirting may not always come easily. When the party first seemed interested, what would you do? How to flirt with a girl is simple. The first thing about how to flirt with a girl is the initial contact. What will she remember about you? To start off, introduce yourself, but not in a normal way. Think of a way to catch her attention cleverly or uniquely. This has to fit your personality so it comes naturally. You want to draw her into you. Once the contact is made, the evening becomes easier. The next thing you'll do is play on her words. The words and the body signals of what they will be dealing with. A good suggestion is don't make things literary. After all, we all know flirting does not always lead to other things. Just relax and have fun with the party flirt. Flirting is an acquired skill. How to flirt with a girl can be taught. However, it takes measure to talent to keep things interesting. A party flirt is someone that likes to wink at everyone. To hold her attention will make massive amounts of cleverness and determination. With a little practice, you could possibly become a junior Casanova. Don't believe me? See for yourself. And who am I? That's the secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
In the misty morning, there was slightly cool breath in the air. Pedestrians was not much. Sometimes you could see someone in his coat hurriedly pass by. Rolled up a cool wine, their messy steps were left on the red ground. He sat on the chair in the waiting room of platform, focused his eyesight on the digital clock over the information desk. Another 6 minutes, he thought. I could see her. His mouth lifted up slightly.
Hey guys, look, what is this?
Isn't it a book? I also received one. Oh, here it is.
I guess she is a beautiful and noble girl. She should have soft and slim hands. Look at the beautiful handwriting. Oh, that's great. Miss Maynell is really a kind girl. She encouraged us in her letter, and I will firmly keep it in heart. I wish her happy all her life.
God bless her.
Yeah, that's right. She's good. Very good. All received.
John is a little lost. He's not the only one. But that is understandable, he thought. I didn't know her. He shook his head. Should I write back to him?
Dear Mrs. Minow, I was glad to hear from you. Thanks for your kindness and encouragement. Don't care. We will do well, we should do. And we will be better than before.
On the day of his departure, John heard from Manil again. He stood on the deck, looked at that familiar city with sad expressions. The wind blew his ear and clothes. The hometown in his eyes was far and far away. He opened the letter, read again and again.
You are the traveler in my life, and you are also the people returned. I expect you to make contributions to our country. I wish you safe. Take care of yourself. You are the traveler of my life, and you are also the people returned.
Time went by. He persisted to write to her and waited for her letter hopefully day after day. He believed he loved her and she loved him. One day he was sick. He lay on the bed of Camp Pill, but he thought he couldn't forget to write back to her.
They may know. I'm good. Don't care. It's sunny outside. And I have saw many unknown flowers blossom in the camp. I suddenly realized we have spent a long time. Thanks for camping with me all the time.
Hi, are you okay? Oh, you're writing letter again. I'm sure it's no problem for you to go out and fight.
No. Now it's easy for him to destroy an aircraft. Huh? Aren't you right to my dear Miss Maywell? Oh no, hateful guy. She must be 沉鱼落雁，闭月羞花，柳眉杏眼，粉唇贝齿，上得厅堂，下得厨房。
We just go and see you by the way.
Good luck to you.
What he don't know is his friend left, but never come back. They died here, a strange and cold place.Forever. On the charred land, white rose blossomed silently. Sister, his letter here. So beautiful, but why it withered, huh? He asked for your photo. Sister, will you give him?
Sorry, dear.I can't. I think if your feelings for me have any reality, any honest basis, what I look like won't matter. Suppose I'm beautiful, I'd always be bothered by the feelings that you love me for my beauty, and that kind of love would disgust me. Suppose I'm plain, then I'd always feel you were writing to me only because you were lonely and have no one else.Either way, I would forbid myself from loving you. When you come to New York and you see me, then you can make your decision. Remember, both of us are free to stop or to go on after that. If that's what we choose, remember, I love you too.
Bird can fly away the sea, not because the bird doesn't have the courage, but because there is no one wait for him.
Because of waiting, love gets beautiful and deep. Because of love, time and space are not problems.
When he recalls this, he closes his eyes and takes a deep breath.Sad and happy for his friends and for his darling, too.
I I'm John Bradford. And you? You are Mrs. Maynell. I'm so glad you could meet me. May I take you to dinner?
I don't know what this is all about, son. The young lady in the green suit, the one who just went by, begged me to wear this rose on my coat. And she said that if you ask me to go out with you, I should tell you that she's waiting for you in a big restaurant near the highway.
Why should she do this?
Who knows? Maybe it was some kind of a test.
Thank you. Once again, thank you. I think I have passed the test.
Yes, you don't let me down.
Remember this book? It's right. The most distant way in the world is the love between the fish and bird. One is fishing at the sky, the other is looking upon into the sea.
But I will wait for you all my life.
I love you.
Me too.
Many times, not because we don't believe love, just because we believe love, we value it more.
Many times, not because time and space block our love, just because of our own heart.
One day, you meet someone, and you will fall in love. You will realize all seeking has a process.
Before time, it's in the end of the world, but now, it's just here, your side.
Sometimes I hear some stupid boys say terrible things in their first date. Here they are.
Bad things to say in a first date. The last time I was in this nightclub, I was still a man.
I've bought some condoms, and in preparation, I've got one on already.
Yes, I know it's only dinner, but unless you sign this prenup, you're not getting any.
My last girlfriend asked if I could play smoke on the water, so I threw a toaster in her bath.
Oh, I see. So when you put bubbly on the advert, you meant fat.
You've got good hips. Let me see your teeth. We'll take her.
Actually, during the day, I'm something really high up in the city.
Well, so anyway, so listen, that's enough about me. Tell me about your sister.
Okay, I did crop my Facebook photo so as you couldn't see my conjoined twin. Whoa! How pissed was I when I asked you out? Not as pissed as I was when I said yes!
There's nothing you can do about it. I know I'm going to shag you.
My dating history, yeah. Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, survived.
For what is those things? I tell you, 16 things not to do on a first date. Although, I don't have any experience. According to my observation, it better avoid this habit.
Talking about past relationships.
I do photography.
Photography. My ex loves photography. $5?
Uh-huh.
For fries?
Mm-hmm.
You know that
there's rich artists.
Kendrick, what do you think of love at first sight?
You.
I think it's possible.
Possible?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Always on the phone.
My sister's getting married next week. My whole family's coming from overseas and stuff. I want to bring you. You okay with that, Linda?
My neighbor?
That person is
fine. Yeah, my cute chihuahua. I heard. Passed away.
You go to gym?
Yeah.
Really? Maybe you should go a little more. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I used my remaining change on the transit here. So could you actually drop me at my house?
Sure.
Let me show you my car.
See how I just put that spoiler in?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a beauty.
Oh, yeah.
You see my boat?
Yeah.
That's my last
question.
How much money do you make? You make enough?
I'm good.
Good? You're good for now? Good for your future?
Okay,
I'm keep on.
Oh, cool.
But this is just for me. So I don't have enough to cover the tip.
What are you doing with it?
Want to
get out of here?
I do want to get out of here. Don't go alone.
Every day is a rainy day.
You know you never know what you have.
Hello, I'm Teresa. Well, our atmosphere has been full with romance. Anyway, this program is all about love. All kind of love. If I ask you, have you ever fallen in love with someone different from your race, nation, complexion? You may make a long list of movie stars or singers. No, I don't mean this. I mean, have you ever wanted to talk about love with a foreigner earnestly? Sounds exciting, isn't it? Well, it also sounds somewhat difficult for me. Obviously, there is rather a big cultural difference existing. So now, Teresa has some little tips for you. Firstly, there is a word you have to understand, date. You may say, oh, I certainly know that, no, listen to me. The date you know is an activity, though the date I mean refers to a person. If a foreigner likes to be with you, and there have already been an affair between you, you are a date, in her or his eyes. But don't misunderstand, don't think too much about yourself. Date has nothing to do with girlfriend or boyfriend. Your foreign friend may have many dates at the same time. But you don't need to be heartbroken, either, because that means you can have many dates, too. You may feel it difficult to accept in our culture. Anyway, let's agree to disagree. Actually, when we rethink it, we may find this reasonable. Only after getting along with different people can we find the very one that suits us most. It's not bad if thought so. Before determining the relationship between lovers with a foreigner, we have to make many things clear ahead of time. Otherwise, your love will be a waste of time. Most foreigners want to be on the same page with their lovers. In another word, they hope that there is consistency among their perspective toward things. They want to know about how you see things ahead of time to decide whether to be together so you two won't have an unhappy time in the future because you are widely divergent. When being in love with a person who has different cultural background from you, the biggest taboo is to have a tacit understanding. Connotation is not a word to hear, but impeding others and self. Nowadays, more and more homosexuals come out. To be honest, I don't understand their emotions quite well. But one thing I'm sure about is that when it comes to love, everyone is equal. You should never see others different from most people by colored glasses. It's the differences that make the world. It's the differences that make the world colorful. Love is holy and pure, anywhere, anytime, to anybody.
Let her sing for you, monsieur. She has been well taught.
Think of me. Think of me fondly when we said goodbye. Remember me. Once in a while, promise me you'll try. When you find that once again you long to take your heart back and be free, if you ever find a moment, bear a thought for me.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till
when it comes to matter of universal concern, there is nothing more mysterious than love. Novelists, philosophers, playwriters, poets, and even columnists have tried to understand and explain the complexity of this human emotion. But is love the same for the whole world? Is love expressed and fulfilled in similar ways in East and the West? From Western films and TV series, we can see that most of the Western college students have more interest to develop the romantic relationship in college, while Chinese students have more misgivings to do the same thing. However, many Western people are afraid to make commitments, such as living together and marriage. Of course, love is not exactly the same for any two people. Yet there are some fascinating cultural differences that become apparent when one takes a closer look at the way the game of love in China is played as opposite to the West. Many Westerners in general believe that love should be the primary foundation for relationships between man and woman, including marriage. Love is indeed the most compelling reason for taking the plunge. Although everyone knows that marriage was once an institution focused primarily upon religious, social, and family needs, today the vast majority of Western couples will tell you that they want to marry, and indeed believe that one should marry, for love and only for love. Yes, most will agree that society and family are also important, but it would be hard to find a Westerner that would put their individual feelings aside and marry someone based principally upon the wishes of their parents, their bosses, or their neighbors. The reasons can be complicated. From historic aspects, the Western people experienced sexual revolution, which made them more open to true love. While in Chinese culture, love is a very serious thing, so is marriage. As a result, Chinese people tend to be more introvert than foreigners.
who dates only one person is seen as foolishly limiting their pool of candidates for love, and thus their chances of finding the right person. Youngsters are generally advised to date as many people as possible to look for that ideal partner. Breakups can be difficult, but as the saying goes, there are plenty of fish in the sea. Sexual activity also seems to occur much earlier among young people in the West. Another result of the cultural focus on one personal pleasure.
Found love right where we are. Well, maybe we found love right where we are. And we found love right where we are.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。